Good morning and welcome to it. 11 minutes after 5 on a Wednesday morning. And there's so much to get started talking about this morning. I don't even know where to begin. First of all, we've got issues with, let's say technology. Over the weekend, I had the opportunity, I'm not going to go into detail why, but I had the opportunity to experience a really interesting piece of equipment in the Aspirus ER.
Okay.
It's a medication vending machine. Have you ever seen this thing?
I have not.
If you go in the ER and it's late at night or it's, you know, the pharmacies are closed, you can punch in your information on this machine and it whirs and bings and makes some noises and stuff and dispenses your medications to you. It will create, bottle your prescription,
really?
And drop it out. You put your credit card in, it even takes cash, and boom, it dispenses your medications.
What do you mean you're out of Prozac?
Exactly. it's like the red box of OxyCotton. It's awesome.
It's got to be just basic stuff. They're not going to distribute painkillers, are they?
Absolutely. Painkillers, anything that's there. They have to say it's inside the hospital, so it's secure.
Yeah.
It's not like outside where somebody like, well, I could break into this and get me. It is. It is absolutely the most amazing thing I've seen in weeks. And I was thinking to myself, why didn't I come up with this idea? This is a great idea. It's absolutely brilliant.
Maybe you're like the first President Bush. Maybe you're marveling at the supermarket checkout scanner here.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, everybody's like, dude, we've known about this for a long time. But this is the first time I've been in an ER in, I don't know, a couple, 3 years.
Was it for you?
No. A family member had a little spill. And nothing serious. Everybody's fine. Nothing to see here. Please move on. Everything's fine. Just a minor, fairly minor injury, and everything's fine. But while they were wrapping things up, they came out and they said, all right, here's the prescription. Go around the corner to the Instamed window. And I thought, okay, well, it's an in-store pharmacy, or it's an in-house pharmacy, and I expected to talk to somebody in a white lab coat.
Yeah.
Nope. Hmm. It says, please push button or touch screen to begin. I'm like, oh,
did you double-check that it was the right prescription so that you didn't think you were getting OxyContin and you got birth control pills instead or something?
No.
So you believe the computer.
Do you double-check your pharmacist?
Well, no, but that's a human being. This was a machine that was doing it.
Machines are less fallible than humans.
I would bet that's the case. I would bet the human pharmacist makes more errors than the machine does.
Knew somebody that was a pharmacist assistant, and they said, oh, you don't want to know.
Great.
Yeah, you don't want to
know. Oh, I'm supposed to put in 72 pills. I put in 87. Whoopsie. That'll be all right.
You know, you don't want to know. All right, and the other bit of technology comes from London. They are a rarity in London. They're building a new skyscraper.
They have a killer building on the loose.
Yeah. Apparently, it is equipped with its own natural death ray.
Yeah.
As the sun comes around, this is a skyscraper that, as many modern buildings are, it has mirrored glasswork on the outside. Mm-hmm. Well, it's also curved just enough so as the sun comes around at a specific time of day, it focuses the rays of the sun on two or three parking spaces on a street a couple blocks away.
Right.
And the heat gets so intense, it melts cars.
Yes.
The gentleman is filing a complaint against the construction of the building. He parked his brand new Jag on the street, was there doing his thing for a couple hours, comes out. The dashboard is warped. All the plastic inside the vehicle is melted. The badge on the car is messed up from the intense heat. And apparently this is not the only time it's happened. A delivery van a few weeks ago had the same thing. And basically, if it would melt from the heat, it melted on the inside.
Jaguar, we melt for you.
So that's the new technology. And of course, John McCain got into a little trouble. Did you see this?
No, what did John McCain do now?
Well, during hearings recently on the whole Syria situation, it was a security hearing. It was a United States Senate Committee on Foreign Relations hearing where they're talking about what are they going to do on Syria, and they're going over this meeting. This hearing lasted 3.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
Well, we all know McCain has been very outspoken that it's time for us to take action. We need to go.
We know what John McCain believes. Yeah. No one's going to change his mind.
Right. And so he's attending this hearing.
Yeah.
Very important hearing, during which he played poker on his iPhone.
I'm looking at the picture that was taken right now.
Yep, that's
somebody's got to be in trouble. Somebody snapped a picture over his shoulder, so it must be one of his aides or some aide to one of the congressmen that took this picture.
Apparently, it was a reporter.
It was that close to him.
It was a reporter that snapped the picture with a bit of a telephoto lens or a zoom lens.
Good luck with this reporter ever getting an interview ever again.
Melina Mara of the Washington Post is credited with the photograph.
Good luck ever getting an interview with any of these guys ever again, Melina. They better move you to the soccer beat or something.
So here's John McCain during this important hearing. I think we need to look at the big picture here. McCain knows how to use his iPhone.
Well, all right.
He's 900 years old, and the man knows how to use an iPhone.
How addicted are people are to their smartphones? How many people listening right now have snuck a look at their iPhone in church? In some other sensitive area. Go to a funeral, check your text messages.
It's not like the person that's in the casket's going to mind.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Now, I don't, here's the rule that comes with, with using an iPhone in church. I will check my iPhone until the music starts. All right, you're sitting down, you're milling about, you're greeting and meeting and all right. But when the music starts, iPhone starts.
You have iPhone rules for church.
I don't make the rules, God does.
Are they written down somewhere?
The Lord says, thou shalt not. No, it's just
Do you ever forget to turn your ringer off so that it rings in church?
No, no.
What does the priest or the minister usually say? That better be God on the other side of that line right
there.
What
do you know? It is. And he says he saw what you did this weekend. So there's that.
Wait a minute, the time is coming in church where it's going to be, today's Bible passage will be found on tab one of the tablet that's in your pew there.
I already have an application on my phone that has the Bible on it. I don't take a Bible with me. I have it on my phone.
Which translation would you like today, Mr. Bila?
I've got hundreds of translations on my. I got King James, New King James, NIV, NASV.
Read in the voice of Siri?
No, but it does have. I can.
Read in the voice
of
James Earl Jones, silly.
Wouldn't that be awesome? No. Morgan Freeman. Hello.
Well, he's played God a couple of times.
He has, so therefore it would be appropriate. But yeah, I can type in and punch in what scripture I want it, and it'll read it to me. So how lazy is that? Gosh, I'd like the word of God in my mind, but I don't feel like reading it. I'll just have it pumped into my brain. That's the height of lazy. And I'm sure God doesn't mind that at all. Really? I did all this so you could have it, and you're not even going to bother to read it. You're just going to, it's awesome.
Well, when Jesus was preaching, very few people could read, right? It was an orally introduced thing, right?
Interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting point, my friend. Congratulations to you having an insight onto things. WSA.
Gee, thanks, I think.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Words with Friends requires too much thinking, and Candy Crush is for chicks. But any joker can play five-card McCain poker for your iPhone. Important business meeting, executive team conference, congressional hearing on the fate of a Middle Eastern country. You're not paying attention anyway, so play some five-card McCain. Foreign policy, schmoren, schmolacy. You just got dealt four to the royal.
Senator McCain, would you like to play a game?
Hell yeah! When the chips are down, cash out with a game of Five Card McCain, exclusively for the iPhone.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.